On the next episode of Sip Suds and Smokes.
As for today's segment, drum roll please.
I can't feel my feet.
A $15 blind, you ask for it, and here we are to fool one another again. Blinds are important because you may have a flavor profile that you smoke, and the same goes for drinking, for that matter. You have something that you gravitate towards, whether it's rye, whether it's bourbon, whether it's Tennessee whiskey, whether it's rum or tequila, mezcal, whatever.
Or, Crystal Light.
Yeah, Crystal Light. Or you know, any of the cigars that you choose, like, you gravitate towards those things, and a lot of people are afraid to step out and try something different.
It just whittles everything down to, do you like what's in your hands?
We'll be right back after this break. You almost live from the Dude in the Basement Studios. Why? Because that's where the good stuff is. It's Sips, Suds, and Smokes with your smoking host, the good old boys. Hey man, got a light? It's time for Smokes.
Welcome to this Smokes episode where we do one of my favorite things and I blindfold people.
I'm blind.
I'm blind.
Not, man. Where are my feet?
So,
ooh, what's this?
Welcome to Sip Suds and Smokes episode for our $15 blind tasting where everything good in life is worth discussing. With us today, we have good old boy Benjamin on the ones and twos.
In here, like swimwear.
Next to him, we got good old boy Mike.
5, 10, 15.
Welcome back, sir. You're not banned yet. And pulling up the rear, we got Justin in Fort Lauderdale, Florida.
Such a pleasure to be here, gentlemen.
Oh, I know. It's 88
and
sunny.
All I got was pleasure.
It's so horrible, yeah.
I mean, thank you for your pleasure.
We're the best thing on at 2 a.m.
5, 10, 15.
We're the best thing on at 2 a.m. right before What's Eating Gilbert Grape rerun and just after the Eurovision 1976 rerun.
Is that still on, Gilbert Grape?
This says What's Gilbert Grape Eating, which I think is a much more fun approach to that.
Yeah, well, I was going to say that, but then I figured people would be like, what's that? And as you know, and I hope you know, our smoke segments.
I love Eurovision. I'm just saying
that. I'm a huge Eurovision fan.
I'm telling you, you know.
No, every year.
Look, it's all about the hair.
Yeah. It's the pyrotechnics and the hip gyration.
You know, I think they're going to bring back bell bottoms.
Oh, I'm down. I'm down. You know, as long as ABBA comes back.
It's already happening. Absolutely. It's already happening. I agree. Yes.
And as you know, and I hope you know, our smoke segments are about cigars and, well, everything that is smoked. Almost everything. As for today's segment, drum roll please.
I can't feel my feet.
A $15 blind, you ask for it, and here we are to fool one another again. We've done the $5 blind.
I'm sorry, did you say somebody's going to be the fool?
Yeah, that's you. You're the pivot man in the middle of the day.
Justin's nominated again. It sounds like it. He's the guy.
Oh, yeah. So we've done a $5 blind and we've done a $10 blind. And if you haven't listened to those episodes, I really suggest that you go back into our portfolio.
Choose another
anywhere
episode.
You want. Choose another. Go and check out the $5 and $10 blinds because we have a lot of fun screwing with each other on these cigars. And Mike loves every cigar I throw at him and he thinks that he doesn't. It's my favorite thing in the door. So what's in the box? Who knows? It's a blind. So strap on and hang in tight. We're going to have fun today. But don't worry if you miss anything. You can download the full episode from anywhere you find podcasts.
And he's used the word strap on and blind all in the same, you know, like 30 seconds.
Am like I the only Friday one that has concerns?
This sounds like a typical Friday for
Justin.
Do we
need to go back to the production safety meeting, you know? HR conference room 3.
That's right. So you can download any of our previous episodes from anywhere you get podcasts. But before we dive into the shallow end without our helmet, remember the buddy system.
Again?
Buddy! That's right. If you're a cigar newbie, fret not. We got you covered on our Cigar 101 episode where all these cigar speak will be decoded. Maybe. We kind of fumble around with that one, but it's a good episode, and you should check it out.
You will not be a noob after listening.
You will not be a noob. So good old boy Mike gets the...
That's incorrect.
So tell me what you really think, Benjamin. So good old boy Mike gets the honors of going over our smokes rating today. Why don't you take it away, Mike?
We will be smoking and discussing these cigars and rating them with our sips, suds, and smokes ratings. Plus, our signature sounds. Hear those ratings now. Smoke 1. This sucked before it was lit.
Mike's favorite rating.
Number 2. At least it was lit. Number 3. I would smoke this again. Number 4. How much you want for them?
Magnificent.
And our Smokes 5 rating. What are they? I need a box.
So, going to take a second here. And if you didn't listen to our previous episode, we won an award.
Woohoo!
It's a very prestigious award in Nashville. Thank you, Nashville Scene.
Thank you.
All of our voters.
Yee-ha! My theory is that we had 17 and a half people that voted for that award.
All I know is that
so we have like a super fan that's up in like, you know, Springfield, which is your neck of the woods.
Oh, I need to meet our neighbor.
Yeah, that's right. For sure.
But the thing is his name is Earl. He's a super fan.
He's got 1,100 cell phones cell phone.
No.
He
has this lazy eye that kind of goes off to the side. You know, he goes, I like your show a lot. You know, he meets me down at the Sonic like every other Thursday.
He holds people at gunpoint.
There's a full restraining order.
He's the assistant coach and the water boy.
I didn't count Earl as like a full person. So I think it's like 17 people, plus Earl that voted for us, thank you, Earl. I appreciate
Earl,
it.
Earl, keep on keeping on, brother.
I'll buy the extra cheese for your burger this week.
That's right. So, you know, if you've listened to our blind episodes, we have a lot of fun laughing and carrying on about what we like to smoke because we like to screw with each other.
That is an understatement.
I like to screw with each other.
You know? Anything that will impact Barger's lack of putting capability.
Yeah, my putts have definitely suffered this month.
That's for sure.
Yeah, but it's okay. I'll get it back. It'll come back. It's fine. Not going to talk about it. So, Mike.
That's incorrect.
Those golf lessons I'm going to get them. You're going to be sad. All right, Mike. Tell us what your cigar was.
Well, you know, I was thinking about the whole process at Screw You Choices of, cigars that I could
bring. Should we guess first? Justin, what's your guess on what his cigar was?
Sure. I can tell you.
Just give me a brand.
I will give you the wrapper, the binder, and the filler. We can talk about it, and then I will tell you what it is at the end. How about that?
Okay.
Do you like that process?
I like that.
Okay.
Justin, what's your thoughts?
Wait.
Give me the binder, filler, wrapper.
All right. So the wrapper is Ecuadorian Sumatra.
Ooh.
The binder is Nicaraguan. See how I say that, Benjamin? So the filler is Nicaraguan, and there you have the wrapper, the binder, and the filler. Ecuadorian Sumatra.
Well, that narrows it down for us. So let's just collaborate here amongst ourselves. Justin, what do you think
just
it was?
Give up now.
Give it a break.
I think it was all of a Maduro.
Oliva Maduro.
Wow.
Okay, Benjamin.
Wow.
So, I mean, I had a little bit of a hard time with it. It was a... Mike's and Justin's were actually very similar in structure and build, both kind of like box pressed esque.
I saw that too.
I feel like Mike's is something that I've smoked before.
I definitely think I've smoked Mike's before.
But putting a finger on it, man, was tough for me. I thought that it was something like in the Padron kind of family. It kind of had that. Kind of textured wrapper situation happening. It wasn't like real like waxy and you know, beautiful. It had a little bit more of like a natural earthy kind of vibe to it. So that's kind of what I was thinking, you know, just on optics alone.
So I have one of two choices for this cigar.
Wrong.
That's incorrect.
You know, this is the story of my life, and it's okay. I could go with something. What was the one I was thinking of? I almost thought it could have been Artista for a moment.
But that would be unusual for me to double back.
Yeah.
We've covered Artista.
Or maybe cigars, so. Maybe Espinosa. Maybe. Based off complexity, size, square. What'd I do? How'd I do?
Justin.
Yes.
You were not even close, but thank you for playing. indeed, this is from Espinosa.
Oh!
And this is the Knuckle Sandwich Nailed Maduro Corona Gorda. So
nice.
Yeah. So a bit of the storyline around this, and we'll go around. You guys can talk more about the cigar. Sound good?
It's the Knuckle Sandwich. Is that right?
This is the Knuckle Sandwich. This is a bit of a celebrity play. So this is Guy Fieri's.
Oh, the blue band.
This is his personal, you know, line called the Knuckle Sandwich. It is by Espinosa. Again, just to remind you, the wrapper is Ecuadorian Sumatra, the binder is Nicaraguan, the filler is Nicaragua. If only your pudding was as good as your capability of deciphering, you know, specifically, you know, what it would be. Not even close, my gosh, you know, but anyway, yeah, 6 feet is not close, okay?
No, it's not.
It's not even remote.
I was 6 feet away from a Mercedes.
Man. In the alleys of everything. Well, it was interesting. So we're going to vamp a bit here until we get to break. What made you head down there? You were like, it's box press, Benjamin. Was that like influencing your guess because it was about that kind of narrowed the field?
Absolutely. There aren't many companies that I come across or cigars that I come across that really lean into
the box press,
the way it, and now that we know what it is, like Espinosa does it
all the time. It's great. Right? Like their box press, fantastic.
100%. And so I was just trying to think of the ones that do employ that role.
We'll be right back.
Rolling clouds and crashing surf, iridescent dunes reflecting by the light of a rising, glowing moon. Seashore mesmerizing, night breeze hypnotizing, we've come across these back roads none too soon. Look to the left, to the right, keep your eyes on the road, my darling, wondering if we're only passing through. Open roads and open windows, my hand is yours forever, sweet love.
So while colors are hard for me, guessing cigars are not hard for me. So we talked about the knuckle sandwich, and we haven't rated it yet, but this was Guy Fieri's knuckle sandwich Maduro. Is that right?
Yes.
So the Maduro, the red band, not the blue. Like I said, the blue is his anniversary that just came out this year.
I'm still impressed that you even came close.
The chef special. That's right. Yeah. That's right.
And I was asking, you know, specifically why you were guessing that, you know, it was Espinosa. So I didn't get to you, Barger. What was it about you to go, that's very Espinosa-like?
Well, do you want me to lie or do you want me to tell you the truth?
You were reading my notes upside down?
I read your notes upside down.
And knew I knew that was coming.
100%.
Yes. Yeah.
However.
6 feet was really close. Yes.
However, it is very, this cigar wasn't that hard of a stretch for me. I would have probably said that in any way. Based upon the flavor profile of the box pressing. Most of the knuckle sandwich line comes in a box press. And it's something indicative of Espinosa. Like even some of their Torpedo series, some of their 601s, like the La Bambas and those things, like those all come in box press. So like the way he designs his boxes is awesome. And I'm a big fan. So I actually smoke a lot of Espinosa cigars.
Well, I'd like to read at least just, you know, their synopsis of, you know, some of the flavor profile. And then I'd love for you guys to chime in and say,
maybe,
you know. So, you know, the aromas from the foot are filled with cocoa, baker spice, walnut, with the body of the cigar offering more of natural tobacco notes and just a hint of baker spice. Pre-lit, has a little bit of red pepper flake, more of a dark chocolate note than the cocoa from the foot. And then as things get going, you're going to have a bit more of baker chocolate, damp earth, red pepper flakes. There's kind of a heavy, creamy sweetness on the finish of this. The retrohale is just a bit of mustiness to it, with a hearty portion of red pepper flakes, almost enough to be tear-inducing. The burn and the draw are exceptional in early stages, and the cigar putting off a fair amount of smoke.
Smoke.
So,
just a second on that. So the knuckle sandwich is so far the majority of the knuckle sandwiches that I've smoked. That spice, that flavor profile. Not to sound like a parrot, but man, those are some flavor towns. Though all of the knuckle sandwich line, I have not had a single bad one.
Well, I can't say that in general we're not a fan of celebrity and products.
Sure.
You know, it's like, Seriously, you know. But I think this is one of those occasions that I really think that Guy Fieri actually, you know, teamed up well. It's not like they did this overnight. It took them over a year and a half, you know, to create this line. Yeah. So I definitely have some, you know, respect that he wasn't just going to, you know, throw his name on something that was pre-done, pre-blended. I'm just going to step up and slap my name on it and away we go and we all make money. That, you know, that seemed to be just a bit more than maybe a traditional celebrity track of just, you know, kind of throwing it against the wall, so to speak. Here are some of my own tasting notes around this. Lots of black pepper up front, yields to some soft chocolate in the middle, hints of leather, almost creamy, nice balance, great construction, good draw. And I actually paired this with a 2005 Panamanian rum, and it was fantastic. I really thought that, to say that elevated the experience is, an understatement. I really love this. I didn't walk into it. I've had like 10 of these and I pretty much had this blind as well. And I was very impressed with it, you know, and I thought, wow, you know, for this price point, I'm satisfied. I'm good. I'd go back to this for sure.
Yeah.
This is definitely one of those experiences where the first time I saw these boxes, you know, in my favorite local tobacconist, I was like, oh, okay, yeah, you know, Guy Fieri smokes cigars. I get it, right?
Sure.
And then I smoked the first one and was, you know, one of those situations where you are very pleasantly surprised.
Sure.
Right. This is, you know, a wow light bulb moment. And you go, oh, okay. You know, like, we're out kick the coverage here. We're not, didn't just come to play around and put his name on a cigar band. Like, these things actually rock. And are something, you know, that I also keep in rotation.
Yeah, no, for sure. I definitely keep Espinosa in rotation. More importantly, the knuckle sandwich line. I definitely keep them in for sure. Justin, what do you think, buddy?
So I'm definitely going to have more of these. I think the construction was very good. It was full of flavor. It had different flavors at the first third, the middle, and the end, each one becoming more intense. I paired this one with Crystal Light because I've been drinking all day. I actually had it while we smoked what we did the last show.
Did you get the pink Crystal Light? I like the pink Crystal Light. Yeah.
Her name's Crystal.
The pink? Yeah, yeah. This one's a lemonade.
Oh, yeah.
It was good.
The pink lemonade, yeah.
So let me ask you this. Are you familiar with the Espinosa line?
I've had them before, but I didn't have any long-lasting opinions, but as I said, after I've had this blind,
yeah,
it's definitely going to be in the rotation.
So that's
now
really what I enjoy doing about these blinds, and that is why I feel like there are a lot of other genres of podcasts that they don't really get into this much. They stick to a shtick and they do it, but like these blinds are important because you may have a flavor profile that you smoke. And the same goes for drinking, for that matter. You have something that you gravitate towards, whether it's rye, whether it's bourbon, whether it's Tennessee whiskey, whether it's rum or tequila, mezcal, whatever.
Or Crystal Light.
Yeah, Crystal Light. It's Cristal. That was her name. or you know, any of the cigars that you choose, like, you gravitate towards those things, and a lot of people are afraid to step out and try something different because they're I wouldn't necessarily say fear, but I would say comfort zone. You get into this mode of a comfort zone and you just, you roll with it the rest of your life.
Mm. What do you think, as you were thinking about the price point, you know, because this whole episode is about price point, mm-hmm. you know, and
for sure.
So when you were having this, where you're going, oh my gosh, for $15, this is, what, I mean, how would you fill in the rest of that?
So I think for me personally, and this is good old boy Barger, I think for me personally, when I think of a $15 or more cigar, well, this is obviously not. Yeah. Let's just say I'm cheap. It's cool. I'm cheap. I'll smoke whatever's free off. Or whatever. Yeah, right. So if I'm purchasing a $15 cigar, one, I believe in your company. Two, I enjoy what you produce. And those are cigars that if I'm going to sit down and have a conversation with somebody, I had a conversation with good old boy Benjamin yesterday, and we smoked a very expensive cigar together. And it was an amazing time because, one, we celebrated his sobriety, and two, we had a chance to connect on a level about our life, and we chose, or Benjamin actually chose that cigar and gifted me with it, and it was great. But it's not a cheap cigar, and it's nothing to scoff at. So we have conversations all day long and smoke $5, $6, $7, $8, $9, $10 cigars all the time. But when I think the intentionality behind smoking a more expensive cigar is you're now being intentional about where you're smoking it and what you're doing with it. Like, I'm not going to take a $15 cigar to the golf course while I take 7 putts to put in, you know?
That tracks.
Yeah, for sure.
I believe it.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. I can believe that you can 7 putt. Yeah. That was all I heard.
So, oh, I wouldn't talk about the cigars. Yeah.
But,
no.
But if I'm going to sit down and have a heart-to-heart with you or Justin or Benjamin here, like, I'm going to take my time. And we're going to talk, and we're going to smoke, and we're going to be intentional. And I think the intentionality of it is what people want, to slow down, enjoy what you're doing. And I think that really brings that brotherhood of the leaf together.
Well, if I had any intention, it wasn't just to find a cigar at a price point. I really wanted to go with something that I felt was very well priced and exceptional, I think, for that price point.
Oh, absolutely.
Do I absolutely think that they could easily charge a lot more for this stick. It's great quality.
Sure.
I think that it's not just a token celebrity moment. And
if you work for Espinosa, do not take that advice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, leave the price point alone. It's perfect.
Yeah, for sure.
But you could. And if
And if you'd really like to express your gratitude for our comments here, send us a box.
Send us a box. I'll send you the address when I send you the link.
Guy, next time you're in town.
Yeah. Come, let's have a chat.
Ring up with us, man. Yep. We'll go smoke both a couple of these together. Well, why don't you guys rate this up? What you think about the blind here? Wow, I did not expect to throw it out of the park.
It
like
is
that.
A five across
Holy
the board.
Wow, man,
I will buy these cigars.
I'm really honored. You know, I that was not what I was aiming for.
This is the first thing in the history of the podcast you've done right,
holy
Mike.
Holy cow, man. I'm just, can we just quit while I'm ahead?
Benjamin, let's talk about yours.
Maybe I should revise and amend some of my other comments about your
that's
choices
fine.
Here.
Yeah, that's fine.
Yeah, cool. So in
how many Ks and sucks?
I think it sucks.
So, Benjamin, what do you got for us?
Yeah, so in line with the rules of the $15 blind, right? Mine was a...
Tell us the wrapper,
binder filler.
Well, yeah. If you would have let me finish statement. Yeah,
that I apologize.
My
I apologize.
Goodness, boys. Yeah. Mine was a Brazilian Modafina wrapped Nicaraguan binder and filler.
Not even close.
Delicious cigar. What do you all think it was?
What's binder filler?
Nicaraguan.
Puro.
No. Brazilian Modafina wrapped.
Okay.
Nicaraguan binder.
Sorry, I zoned out for a minute.
You cut me off. You zoned out.
Tracks.
This is going great.
Yeah. Welcome to the podcast, everybody.
Yeah.
Ooh, what's this? Yeah.
Yeah. Piece of candy. Yeah. Mike, what'd you think?
You know, I wrote down a box pressed Churchill Maduro wrapper. You know, I was like,
in other words, he hated it.
Well, I'm not particularly a fan of that size, you know.
It wasn't a Churchill.
No, I get that now, but at the time, that's what I wrote down. And so,
you do know length measurements, right? Should we talk about girth?
Yes, I'm very aware. But it's not a girth issue, you know. So,
are you sure?
Yeah. Today we're going to be demonstrating how to measure girth. Girth is a very important measurement when determining sizes. First, take your tape measure. Place it at the center of the shoulder, bring it down through the crotch, and back up again, making sure it's going over the widest part.
Yeah, so I don't have any good guesses. Next.
What do you got, Justin? What do you think it was?
I have no idea what it was, but I thought it was pretty good flavor.
Foul sorcery.
Consistent, and it had a nice straw.
So I had two guesses. I did not see his paperwork, just for frame of reference.
Oh, now we're getting
He's sitting to my left. I could if I wanted to, but there's two choices. One, I think it could be an AJ Fernandez cigar.
That's a pretty good guess.
That's not a bad guess.
Well, there's three guesses, really. Yeah, so it'd be
so AJ Fernandez, what's make like 38 different brands?
Yeah,
so.
That's all.
Yep. Cool, yeah.
Yeah.
Narrow that down.
Of the 802 cigars, he's close.
So, you know, I would, yeah.
Could be AJ Fernandez. Yeah, could be
EPC.
It could be number three.
And number three could be like a San Cristobal.
Perfect, dude. So this was about as close as that putt for a Mercedes.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah. And this is going to be a shocker because I also went with the Espinosa line.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
Totally unplanned, everything.
This is mine was the La Ranja Reserva Escuro.
Oh, Escuro.
Yeah.
There it is.
It was the Corona Gorda, so it is a 6x46. And this is one of those box-worthy cigars for me, man.
So I was leaning towards the AJ Fernandez, but that makes a lot of sense because their flavor profiles are kind of...
Well, and construction are also very similar, right? Yeah. Like AJ Fernandez, you know, in the New World Series and those type of things.
That's what I was thinking.
Definitely do the box press, and they do it very well.
What was the filler again? Nicaraguan?
Nicaraguan.
Man, Nicaraguan, yeah.
Well, that is actually, you know, where I started. I said it was pretty spicy when lit, and I had guessed that it was a Nicaraguan filler. Lots of cedar, you know, good construction.
Cedar? Where did you get cedar
from? I don't know.
Did you put it in there?
Tasty
subjective.
He added the cedar.
Very good construction, great burn line. It was very balanced, you know, in the middle of the stick. It actually turned a bit early for me, you know, so.
Really?
But I really liked this. It was super solid. I thought... For $15, sure, absolutely. I didn't think this was overrated for that price point at all.
Yeah, Justin?
I think that I gave it like, you know, 4 out of 5, had good construction, good flavor, nice, easy draw. It was a good stick.
What about the flavor? What did you think of the flavor?
I thought it was not overly complex, but very pleasant.
Yeah?
It's kind of I wouldn't have expected to be an Oscuro.
Honestly. Yeah, I missed the Oscuro. I mean, I wrote down Maduro. So
I was thinking, Oscuro Ligero. I mean, that tracks with what I was thinking. Yeah, I say that now, of course.
No, I know the answer.
No,
I know exactly what size she had.
So definitely, I think that the spice was there for me. So the spice and the flavor profile was there for me. So I really enjoyed the cigar. I was thinking it was a completely different cigar than it was. And I'm surprised.
Three different cigars, actually.
Yeah, for sure. So I mean, it was a grab bag for sure. But I really enjoyed this cigar, and like we said earlier, like I have not had a cigar from Espinosa that I didn't like.
Yeah, so I think that I was also along the same lines as Mike when I was selecting this $15 blind is. I think I had been introduced to Espinosa through the knuckle sandwich. And then once I had that enjoyable experience, I found myself in a cigar bar in at Green Bay, Wisconsin, of all places.
Ooh, got the cheese going there, eh?
You betcha, bud.
Get some curds, you betcha. Got your cigar
right
there. Go, Pat,
go, bud.
Oh, go, Pat, go.
And so this was... one of those Espinosa brands that I don't think that I had seen around here just yet, and probably more than anything because I hadn't been necessarily looking for it. And I was like, oh, you know, Espinosa makes that knuckle sandwich. You know, this is the Oscuro. Like, that's definitely in my wheelhouse from a smoking perspective. Let's try that out. And it could have been the place where I was. It could have been, you know, the experience that I was having, but it just hit on all cylinders for me, and this is something that I really, really enjoyed.
Yeah.
But also thought that it would be maybe a bit of a curveball for everybody else too to kind of, you know, in the spirit of having fun and pulling the tomfoolery in the blind edition.
Oh, I'm full of tomery. It's cool.
Well, I thought one surprising thing is that you know, the two favorite cigars were both Espinosas. Yeah. You know, for me, out of all the blinds, and you know, I that says an awful lot for them.
So
you
know, our next episode, we're going to do an Espinosa. Espinosa, hit me up.
Yeah,
we're gonna
do let's rate this up before we get to break.
Yeah,
here.
So I'm going to give it. What you got, Justin?
Yeah,
we'll go with a 5.
Not just the destination, but baby, the whole elation riding down this lover's avenue. As slow as a willow blows, or as fast as the whirlwind grows, we glide beneath the stars in cobalt blue. To the left, to the right, keep your eyes on the road, my darling, wondering if we're only passing through. Open roads and open windows, my hand is yours forever, sweet love, our eyes ahead on these back roads with a view.
And welcome back. We just got talking about the second Espinosa cigar of our blind tasting.
What is it again?
It was the Espinosa Laranja Oscuro. Oh.
And we gave it a 5 rating. Which is very interesting that two of our producers got the same brand cigar for the $15
completely blunt. Unplanned.
Completely That's right. unplanned. That's how this works. Yeah, they did not talk to each other.
I would go back to either one of those for $15.
Yeah, absolutely. I would go back to them
all day long.
So, Justin, Mr. 88 degrees and sunshine and in Fort Lauderdale.
Yes.
You had the hurricane come through, yeah?
Yeah, missed me.
Oh, well, that settles it. How about them apples?
Very grateful that it missed me.
So let's take a second here and talk about blind tastings.
Yeah, you know, the thing that I like is it just trues everything up. It just cuts through all of the marketing fluff.
The BS.
All of the, you know, just, yeah. And it just whittles everything down to, do you like what's in your hands?
Right.
You know, and
I think if we did more blind tastings, a lot of the larger companies that have larger ratings would not have larger ratings. I really feel like if people were honest about what they think about cigars, instead of you have a 100-point scale to go from, what makes it a 95 or a 96? I mean, that's why we do 5. We have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. It's like George Carlin said, why are inflammable, flammable, and non-flammable? Why are there 3? Either the thing flams or it doesn't. You know, and I think that's how we should approach this, because one, we're not going to kiss ass for anybody. We're just not going to do it. We're going to be honest. You like us or you don't like us. And I think that is what really makes these blinds happen for us, is that I like a cigar and I go, Mike, I love this cigar. Here, you try it. And you go, I think it sucks.
I think it sucks.
And then I go, Benjamin, try this cigar. Try the cigar. And you go, oh, I like it.
Ooh, what's this?
Yeah. And so it's like you never really know what you're going to get when you're just handed a cigar. And I think even though with a lot of events that we do, like PCA, Big Smoke, like all these other different events that we go to, we're just handed cigars and we don't know what they are. You know,
and I don't, you know, honesty, sure. But I think a more dialed in term would be bias.
Sure.
Right. I think more than anything else, you find brands that you like, you find blends that you like, and especially when you're looking for maybe the relaxation and the release part of smoking a cigar.
Sure.
Right. The shutting it all down and just kind of taking some time for yourself. You want to get into something that's a bit more comfortable. You want to get into something that you know that you're going to enjoy the experience. You don't necessarily want it to be exploratory. And while, you know, we tend to do this for the basis of giving our opinion and actually getting into the nuts and bolts of a lot of these things,
the
best part of this episode and this experience in general was to be able to kind of shut all that down.
Yeah.
Right. I'm not smoking a cigar while I'm on my laptop trying to dig up all the facts and ins and outs and, you know, reading through, you know, different tasting profiles and that kind of thing to see if what my experience is matches up to, you know, another person's experience with this. And I have experienced it in the spirit world as well, because you start to find things where, you know what this does, you know how this reacts, you know how it builds in a cocktail and those kind of things. But when somebody puts it in front of you and you have no idea and you're just tasting with all the possibilities in your brain that are available, you have those kind of light bulb moments.
So that goes on to our conversation that we had yesterday, the classic cocktail or the I just pulled this out of my ass.
dude, they're classics for a reason.
They are classics.
Play the hits.
100%. Yeah.
Nobody, so you're saying that Tequila Old Fashioned is a little off profile?
Yeah. Nobody wants to hear you play the B-side, dude. Yeah.
Nobody wants to hear your live album.
No.
It's cool. Like, you're welcome to have it, but I'm not going to put it in my CD player and listen to it. You know? But to play to your point, though, like, with these blinds, what we're doing, you know, you, and like I said, if you have not listened to our 5 and 10 dollar blinds, please go back. We had a lot of fun and we learned a lot about flavor profiles.
I have today already.
And so it's interesting to watch the progression. So continue to progress. We're going to have a $20, we're going to have a $25, and we might even go into a $40, which, you know, I'm not going to pay for them, but
I'm going to have to take out a loan for that.
Yeah, we're going to have to get a reverse mortgage or something for that. Yeah, we'll just borrow money from Mike. It's cool.
I think the one thing is, I think you're denying yourself the opportunity of moving beyond probably, you know, you are in a brand rut. We've all walked into humidors with, you know, friends or even, you know, just strangers. And we see them, they always go for the exact same brand, the exact same stick. Yeah. That's what I smoke. That's what I like. Yeah. And they'll do that for, you know, 5, 10, 15 years. And I really think you're denying yourself the opportunity to both find some additional things that you enjoy. And I think that, you know, a lot of people shop with the price point and they're going, I just think these are great sticks for $10. Oh my gosh. You know, how many sticks we know that are really fabulous for $10?
Sure.
You know?
Sure.
And, you know, this is one of those things that can help you out. If you walk into you know, your humidor next time, is to pull one of these things that we have in a blind and, you know, say, wow, I had one of those $15 sticks they talked about on the show. And, you know, both these Espinosa sticks are just, you know, amazing and knockout. So,
Justin, what do you think about these blinds?
It was a great experience. I joined this show to be pushed out of my comfort zone and try new stuff.
Oh, we're going to push you out of comfort.
We're going to push you real good.
Well, let's get right to Justin's cigar here so we can have enough time to cover the last two.
Yeah, let's go, Justin. What'd you got? Well, just tell us binder filler wrapper.
Binder filler wrapper real quick.
So Nicaraguan country of origin, Nicaraguan wrapper. It was, let's see here.
Is it a Puro?
Yeah.
No, it's a Maduro.
No, Puro means all three leaves the same region.
Yeah.
Yes.
So it's a Puro.
Wow.
So who's got some guesses on what his cigar is?
A Puro that is press box Maduro.
I will full disclosure, he sent me the cigars
with the band on them.
Yeah. So,
you don't count.
So I'm not going to guess on one of the cigars. I know it's a cigar.
Next. Benjamin, how about it?
Man, I had no idea. Honestly, you know, it could have been AJ Fernandez or Espinosa, just from the construction and the wrapper and the appearance. You know, this thing for me had like a really like rustic feel. It's kind of claro, so like a red shade to the wrapper as well. But I couldn't put my finger. But if I had to guess, I would say AJ Fernandez.
If you, Mike, don't guess this cigar, something is wrong.
A press box Maduro with tons of smoke.
Ooh, was it smoky?
Yes, it was. Wow.
Wrong playlist.
Man.
Ooh, what's this?
Well,
what's in the box?
Yeah, man. Wish I had a really good guess. And it's, you know, I'm looking at the rest of my notes here. I'm like, man, I should really get close to this. I don't know why I want to say it's Fuente, but it's not. I give up.
You give up?
I give up. Yeah.
Justin, you win today, sir.
Oh, man.
You,
this is probably one of my favorite cigars.
Win today at life. You just take this and get in that pool and just swim around and enjoy your life right now.
All right.
As the artist says, all I do is win, win, win.
Yep. So what's the big reveal?
It's a Padron.
Oh, my goodness.
Hot dog.
For all that.
Which Padron? Tell them which Padron.
Oh, man. 1932.
Well, you've got the box. It's... I believe it's the 1927 Maduro.
Maduro. Which, yeah. What have we talked about all week long?
He's stealing these out of my out of my stash. Okay, so like for the last month, you know, yeah. So I led a cigar tasting for a charity event, and
I took, you know, one of them from him, by the way.
And I was grateful to bring a few back home with me. A few back home with me, but I only wound up with one because somebody is like, you know,
you got those
banned once again.
I smoke one and I'm a thief.
Ooh. Yeah, for sure. Yeah, you know, I wrote press box Maduro, tons of smoke when lit. You know, it's pretty woody, mellowed a bit, but that earthy wood kind of, you know, hung around, you know, for this. I was actually glad when this turned, so I cannot believe that I wrote that down.
You hated it. I love it. That's why we do this. I hate this cigar.
I didn't hate it.
We'll never smoke again.
I don't have a rating in front of me. I hated it. It was a very good average, you know, Maduro. It is the way I was looking at it, even though it's not any of those things.
All right. So listen, had I not been privy to what this cigar is, I probably would have guessed this cigar because I've smoked quite a few of these cigars. The box press and the size itself gives it away. So he did the Robusto size, which fantastic box press size. Fantastic box press size. So what are we going to rate it?
Yeah.
All right, we'll go with a 4.
Sorry, we left you with the short stick in time here.
That's all right. I got the short stick in the time. So I'm going to tell you guys my cigar. It doesn't give me any information of what the binder filler wrapper is. What do you think it is? Go.
Considering that I wrote, like a dog had pissed in a pile of black pepper.
That tracks.
I'm going to skip on guessing.
Justin, what do you think?
Yeah, it was pretty rough experience.
I feel so bad.
Oh my
now.
God.
When I cut it
once again,
it kind of had little pieces of the end just kind of like breaking off.
All right, that's your cutter. You need a new cutter. Benjamin.
Didn't get to smoke it. Barger forgot all about me on this one.
Oh my goodness. I didn't. I accidentally got drunk and smoked yours. I'm sorry. I did not
get to smoke, though I have had it before.
I told you
and,
what it was.
And this is where the show turns, but
yeah,
I love this cigar.
I absolutely love this cigar. So this cigar is an LE expression from Elusion.
Of course.
I really love Elusion cigars. You should have guessed that, you silly nitwit. Yes. You should have guessed it. This is called the Group of Five.
Of course. I've had that cigar plenty of times.
It's a great cigar, and it's a 5x52.
Not according to my notes.
Well, apparently it's dog water.
No. It was dog piss on a pile of black pepper.
Oh, well, there we go.
Don't ask me how I know what that's.
Yeah, so that is in his flavor wheel. It's a little thing. It's got smell.
It's his personal flavor wheel.
Yeah, it's personal. We don't talk about it. So they come in a box of 15, and it's 5x50. Now, it says online, the first series of Illusion of the LE cigars is the one-off Black Robusto, which is made with tobaccos grown from entirely unique seed from Eduardo Fernandez Farms in Nicaragua. Dion liked the tobacco so much that he set aside 25 bales of Seco, 4 and 5 primings. The bales have been resting for 3 years. Now the tobacco is ready to present to the world. Tasting notes are sweet caramel, flinty, an exotic spice finish. All tobaccos personally selected, graded, and blended by Dion Gilotti.
Giulio.
Yeah, now I know Giulio, why.
I'm horrible with names. It's fine. I apologize
for
ruining
it. It's like a dog and piss on a pile of black pepper. So I have a few more notes about Barger cigar here. You know,
what is this
natural
foul sorcery?
That's for sure. natural Robusto, I actually wrote down. It's actually disgusting at first. I actually wrote that word down, disgusting at first. It calmed down in the middle. It's still spicy. Hint of mint. It was
this. I think you were just mad that I was out driving you that day.
Borderline complex. No, I had this long before we hit that low moment. So
Lots in capital, big, lots of line touch-ups along the way. I just, you know, it was right dead in the middle average for me.
Would you keep it in the console of your car?
He kept it in the trunk of the Mercedes.
I will say that I have had a lot of Illusions with you, and I'm not an Illusion fan. I know you are, and it's just not my jam. And
we can't all be perfect, Mike, but then we'll talk about it. We'll fix it in post. It's fine.
We'll see how well you rate out of this. So Justin, it's just Justin and me, right?
You better put those fingers down, sir. What did you think about the cigar? Just go ahead and throw it out there.
So, flat flavor. I was looking forward for it to be done at the end.
Oh, my God. There we go.
I'm not blinding with you people anymore.
What do we got a rating here?
You don't get to vote.
Oh, I get to vote?
You don't what get are you to talking vote. It's about? Your cigar.
Well, okay, well, I'm not giving it a 2. This is horrible. Like, you and Justin don't matter here. Come on now. We'll give it a... all right. If my vote doesn't matter...
It makes it a 3.
It does not.
Give it a 3. We'll give it a 3.
How do you have 2 2s and a 3 to round up to... Oh, my God.
Oi. You're killing me.
Oi.
You're killing me. Well, listen, I think that you guys...
2 winners and a dud.
I think that you and Justin are wrong, and you will not be in the next episodes.
Fair enough.
So, listen, I had a great time with you guys doing these blinds, and I really
think that
it's important to continue on sharing these laughs and these journeys, especially over a leaf. So,
you'll never give me another Illusion.
Well, I probably will not.
Yeah, that ship has sailed. Yeah.
But listen, we all have lots a good night.
Piss.
Good old boy Benjamin, thank you for being here.
Hey, man, thanks for having me. Smoke them if you got them, folks.
Good old boy Mike, thank you for being here.
Hey, thanks for joining us on this less than stellar episode of Sips and Smokes. We have lots of others that are really awesome. Come check them out, and I'll ask you to keep on sipping.
Good old boy Justin.
Thank you so much. Pleasure to be here.
Yeah, absolutely. And I'm going to sign off with saying, smoke whatever you want to smoke, as long as it's legal.
Maybe it was like lots of dogs pissing on the same pile of pepper. You know, that's what made it complex. You know,
I wonder if your little Shih Tzu got into your cigar stash.
A little bit of Cocker Spaniel, a little bit of dachshund.
Yeah,
you know,
that little dog.
It was like a complex blend of dog piss.
Was that a Beveda pack or a pee pad?
Well, that could have been the pee pad. Yeah. Oh, for sure.
We hope you enjoyed this episode. If you're listening to us online, do yourself a favor and tap.
Just tap it in.
The subscribe button.
Give it a little tappy. Tap, tap, tap-a-roo.
The easiest way to listen to our show is to ask Siri, Alexa, Google, Uncle Larry, or whoever it is that talks to you on your phone, play podcast Sip, Suds, and Smokes. We love your feedback, and you can reach us at info@sipsudsandsmokes.com. Our tasting notes flow out on Twitter and Instagram with our handle @SipSudsAndSmokes, and our Facebook page is always buzzing with lots of news. You'll also be able to interact with the thousands,
millions, and millions
of other fans on those social media platforms. Do us a favor. Take the time to rate this episode if you're listening to us online. That's a big help to us, and we get to see your feedback as well. Come back. Join us for another episode. And keep on sipping.
This has been a One Tan Hand production of Sip, Suds, and Smokes, a program devoted to the appreciation of some of the finer slices of life. From the Dude in the Basement Studios, your host, the Good Old Boys, will see you all next time.